Hey, Jason Aldean is in the studio. The album is called Rearview Town. Make sure you get that and add it to your collection. Collect all the Jason Aldeans. You need like a little Jason Aldean figurine. Wouldn't it be cool? Like, here's like Jason on stage.
Figure. Action figure.
Jason
yeah.
Aldean.
I think that's when you know you've made it.
Would it be the 6-inch or the 12-inch? Like the little ones or the big ones? The Star Wars or the old-time G.I. Joe?
I don't know. I kind of like the Star Wars. I do like too. The smaller
ones. I almost thought the big G.I. Joes were like too dollish.
They look like Barbies.
Yes. I agree.
And I was kind of like, is this weird. Ken with a camo?
Ken going to
boot camp.
Yes, yeah. Afghanistan.
Junior ROTC Ken doll.
So what's going on in the house, man? The baby's good. You got, is all this kind of coming back to you?
Yeah, man, slowly. But yeah, it's he's great. He's a lot of fun to have around the house. I've had to remember, you know, how to do some of the things, change diapers and.
It comes back quick, though.
Yeah, it's fast. But.
I mean, listen, I never understood why they had, like, classes for that. Because it was one of those things you kind of go, I could look at it and go, okay, that tab here, that, I get it. It goes around.
Kind of common sense.
You can mess it up, though.
No, you can.
You can put it on backwards.
You can put it on backwards and it still works.
You cannot properly remove the first one. And end up with, there's a lot of things you can do wrong.
I thought you were smarter than that, Patrick.
I'm just saying, man, there's things, I've seen people mess it up.
Well, if when in doubt now, just go to YouTube and pull it up.
Somewhere there's
for everything.
I bet there's a YouTube video how to properly change a diaper.
I'm sure there are. I've also noticed, you know, like social media wise, you've changed. Like it used to be all business, you know, and then occasionally a hunting picture.
Right.
Now it's like you got pictures of the kids and, you know, there's you and your daughter, you and your son. It's different.
Yeah. And I credit my wife with a lot of that because she sort of brought me out of that shell a little bit. And, you know, too, man, I mean, I've just, you know, when I'm home or whatever, that's sort of my time. And I'm just a little bit private about that stuff. So, you know, I've kind of opened up a little bit more, you know, on social
media. Was it weird
the first
time you posted like pictures? Like, see, I don't like.
I kind of did it slow. You know, kind of eased into it a little bit.
Wean yourself in.
And I have a little bit of a love hate relationship with social media anyway. So, you know, it's. I think it's cool, but it's definitely. I've definitely come out of it a little bit more, and I credit Britt for that because she's, you know, her whole thing's always been. She's like, you're a cool guy, like you're funny, and nobody ever gets to see that stuff. And like, I want them to see like the side of you that I know. So like I said, I credit her a lot for that.
Would you ever go as far as doing the stuff like she goes on? Because Stacy, my wife, follows. It's like she follows everybody, you know. And she's like, "Hey, look at this! Jason Aldean's wife is showing her acne." And I'm like, "Okay." She's like, "That's brave." I'm like, "Okay."
Well, we were over at Tyler and Haley Hubbard's house the other day, and Thomas Rhett and his wife were there, and they're all friends. And
name dropper.
I am. but we were over there, and they were talking about like how social media, like everybody looks at the stuff we post or whatever and just thinks that everything is so perfect. You know, every picture looks perfect and the house looks, you know, really pretty or whatever. And it's like, so they started talking about doing this thing where they call it the real, where they post like the real stuff that's going on. So Britt's like, yeah, my pictures look good, but look, I got like chin acne right here today. And we had to rip drywall out of our ceiling. So here's that. We're dealing with it. You know, it's just like that kind of stuff. And then they would tag, you know, the next one in it, and then they would.
And I think people actually identify with that and go, you know what? They're not.
Everything's not as perfect as it seems on YouTube. That was sort of the gist of it all.
Well, you know, you guys live in such a funky world, man. I mean, you're just dudes who sing. You just sing.
You sing, believe me.
You get on and you play and you do all that stuff, and it popped for you, and it's great, and it's afforded you a great life. But you're still Jason, you're still just a guy. You're no different than really anyone else. I know that you try and get that across to people, but it's like the more you try and tell them, the more opposite it goes.
You become Jenny from the block?
Well, I think people just sometimes have a hard time relating because they, like I said, I mean, people look on Instagram and they see, like, you know, you post all the good stuff, obviously. So it's like, it looks like this perfect thing, and it's hard for people to relate with that because they got problems. You know, most people have stuff going on in their own life. So when you can post things that are like when we brought Memphis home from the hospital, Britt was posting all these pictures of him. He looked like so content and smiling and just like he was the greatest kid ever. And I'm like, no, check this out. You know, he's screaming. I'm like, this is like the real.
Here's the poop rolling down my arm.
As no one ever posts that on social media.
This is
media.
Like
there's no,
the real thing.
There's
right
no
here.
Facebook post of your baby screaming at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is he peed
check, check my page. There's it's, one on there.
How many of your shirts now have the little puke stain on them on the shoulder?
Every shirt that I've worn for the last 4 months.
Isn't that the best? I used to love that. I missed it in a weird
it's
way.
It's awesome when
that.
You're like dressed up and you're getting ready to go somewhere and it happens like 30 seconds before you walk out
and
the door.
And that's the only thing you had ready to go.
And you're like, man, all right, back to the drawing board. So you got to go change.
Well, it's good to see you again, man. The album is called Rear View Town. You can get it now. It's available. And look for Jason on tour. Also, You Make It Easy. It's on the album. And congrats to you, man. Tell Britt we said hey and give Memphis a big hug and whatever you want to do.
Big hug and a big bottle.